all the millions, if not a billion, Catholics in the world. So it's kind of like, you know, there was a pope during Hitler's time, and he looked the other way, and history never forgave him for that, or at least liberals. And, and you know, before he died, you know, Pope Francis politely told J.D. Vance to shove it, so... Well, I mean, he wasn't nasty or anything, but he was pointing out, it's like, you can't be a Christian and be this cruel to refugees. You know, that goes against the message. But, you know, it's like what happens in America is the Bible gets politicized, and liberals only want to see God's mercy, and conservatives only want to see God's severity. But if you read the actual book, he's both. It's pretty perplexing at times.
Oh, hell yeah, man. You know, it's like anything. It's like anything, man. You can go everywhere. People want to believe what they want, the parts that they want to believe. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Cherry picking, yeah.
People cherry pick. That's part of it, man. The certain things, that's what they believe in. You know what I'm saying? But what are we going to do?
Yeah, I wonder sometimes if I'm full of shit for even still sticking around with all this. But I guess I dig the game, if nothing else.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, man. It's like I used, you know, I still, you know, you just still have your ear to it. You still want to know a little bit about it, you know?
Yeah. It's like, even though, you know, I got officially, you know, disconnected from all this stuff, somebody at the caravan on stage asked me the other day, what's your race? And I just reflexively said, I'm Jewish. So it's still in my identity, you know. I can't really erase that because of my culture and my upbringing, even if people want to officially come in and say, well, that was all illegitimate, so stop it. It's not that simple, you know. It's a big part of who I am.
So real quick, did the Jewish Israel, do they are they in the game to see who the Pope is going to be?
You're talking about the Israeli government?
You know, like, just the Jewish, like, you know, Jewish people. Jewish, are they watching it? Are they interested in it?
No, only the ones that are married to Catholic girls.
There, yeah, it,
I mean,
is.
Other than that, it has little to do with them. I mean, although Jerusalem has a Catholic quarter. So, I mean, it was split up into four parts in medieval times. So there's a Jewish quarter, a Catholic quarter, an Orthodox quarter, and a Muslim quarter. And there's gates and walls between the different parts.
Oh.
And yeah, and then it's like the relics and the old buildings and even the old biblical landscapes and famous landmarks. They're scattered all over the place, so different religions maintain, you know, their respective holy sites.
Right.
And you can travel to them, and then some of them, it's like they're shared, and then it gets really interesting. So, for example, the tomb of Abraham or the tomb of Saint George, they're shared. So, like, Abraham is shared between the Jews and the Muslims, and so, like, half of the display is in Hebrew, and the other half is in Arabic, and then they wall off the parts so the two don't fight.
But you know,
but also, like, yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, so like Saint George was a big time Christian saint, but also the Muslims have a fondness for him too. So his tomb is also split up with different languages and different people on each side of the display.
So, you know, they got like a, okay. So how I told you, do are Jewish people or are they watching what the Vatican's doing? And mm-hmm. And then I, if they're like, the people say these underground tunnels that connect things, you know, there's a tunnel from Vatican to Israel, then, if the tunnel system is true, right?
No, man, that would be way too far.
No. Let's not talk about like the logistics of it. I'm just saying, if there is tunnels underground, then there's definitely a tunnel under Vatican that goes to Israel, then, right?
Well, the Christians started out in Rome worshiping in tunnels. You know, they'd go down into the catacombs where they could be left alone in peace. And they, you know, they'd make that little fish sign so people knew where to meet up, because nobody else knew what the fish meant. So, I mean, those tunnels have been around since ancient times. You know, they were built as sewers and burial places. You know, you got to be wise with burying your dead in a big city, or else it's going to be a mess. It's like the Sumerians. They had all these ghosts and demons because they just bury their family members in the fucking walls.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, they had to have those tunnels as escape routes and stuff while they were being persecuted for the first 400 years.
Right.
And then, although it's cool, there's one place where the Capuchin friars, I think, built an entire underground chapel made out of their own bones. It's trippy.
Ay, man.
The ultimate dark joke.
Crazy stuff, Stolowitz.
Mm-hmm. Just a bit.
You know, you're my spiritual advisor, and I finally got you on the line to talk about this. I wanted to talk about this last week, and I think we made a dent, and we figured out some things that's going on.
Yeah, very good to talk to you, Faco.
Yes, Mr. Stolowitz. I hope you're doing okay. We'll talk soon, and hopefully we'll get you back in the studio.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
All right, say hi to your poppy for me, too, okay?
All right, we're making pancakes.
Ooh, make those pancakes shake, baby. Make those cakes shake. Aim for the esophagus, Stolowitz. Come on, baby. All right, Stolowitz, thank you for talking with me.
Sure, peace.
Peace. Shouts out to all RadioValencia.fm. We here, and if you take something from this conversation, you take this. If the next Pope, Faco, says, put your money on black. That's right. That's what I'm saying. It's time. Mother Africa needs to shine. This one's for you. And if you don't agree with me and you think it's wrong, this song is for you. Radio Valencia.
Proud out there. I've really seen hungry children running around in the street. Did you reach out with a helping hand, or did you just turn your head and say, I didn't see? Now listen, isn't it funny about people hating each other when they should be trying to do love, treat, be kind to each other? And if all these things were done, what a beautiful place this world would be. No more ghettos where children have to play.
if this person, this worthless rapist or murderer, as you describe him, if he is truly repentant and seeks absolution, it must be granted to him. Your name doesn't ring a bell, but I've had so many altar boys over the years.
So many altar boys that it's hard to remember their names. My name is David Fisk, Detective First Grade. You may not remember me now, but I guarantee you'll remember my name for the rest of your life. Father Connell, may he rot in hell. 13 down, one to go.
White underwear below the knee. Brief style. Large tweezers. I am removing a card that has been inserted in the rectum of the deceased. All right. And placing it in a plastic evidence bag.
Possible latency on the side of the door.
Right back.
All right.
Magnetic powder on that, so we'll come up.
Hey, it's another one. Handwritten.
The old man who the children trust, unable to control his lust, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The church can't stop him, someone must.
Let's see what else I can find.
What's the matter with you?
Father Connell gave me my first communion back in Bensonhurst.
Hey, guys, sorry we didn't get a chance to call.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Go over there, take a look around. We'll compare notes later, okay?
Oh, looks like our friend just settled an old score with the priest. Left him with his pants down.
Oh, come on.
Oh, look.
Come on, don't talk like that.
Hey, look at yourself.
Next thing they're going to tell us, Lieutenant Brown was an altar boy here.
Tell me about it. These two guys fucking stink.
Look, doctor, we read the poems. It is possible, right, that this guy is a cop?
No, I've never seen it. I never even heard about a cop serial killer.
Come on, girls, let's go, let's go.
Thank you.
Valencia. Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Faco. Shouts out to all. We are RadioValencia.fm, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else, online, on the streets, in your heart. Radio Valencia. All right. Nice long track. Too good. Too sweet. Too nice. Man, I enjoyed that. And I had that in my playlist. Bernie Worrell, Mothership Connection, Let Me Ride. Awesome. Before that, something from Righteous Kill. A priest gets shot for doing bad things. But we're back. Last minute requests. 415-766-4428. Or you could itsfaco@gmail.com. That's itsfaco, I-T-S-F-A-C-O. Email me, itsfaco@gmail.com. Itsfaco on X. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show, Dropped the Charges. He'll be in, spinning music, and bring you good tunes. Coming up at noon, every Friday from 12 to 2, right here on Radio Valencia.fm. And a big thing in the Mexican community is coming up, getting ready. We're May 2nd, not far away, guys. And the Mexican community is going crazy. That's right. It's coming up. May the 4th be with you. Celebrated all throughout Mexico. Star Wars fans will unite. May the 4th. I just found out there's a May the 4th BART. And it's happening Sunday. And you had to get tickets. They were free, I believe. But it's sold out. Was it 200 seats? I don't know, man. But they're gonna do a special BART train. Star Wars theme. Live band. Star Wars music. People dressed up. And it's happening at BART, man. You know, at first I was like, I'm going to do it. But I was like, dude, I don't want to be crunched up. You want a real Star Wars BART? You know, you want a real Star Wars BART? Take it at 11 p.m. That's the real Star Wars BART. You want that? That you want Star Wars? You want the cantina to come true? 11 p.m. I'll see you on the BART, man. No decorations needed. Death sticks for everyone. That's the real Star Wars right there. Take that bar to 8 p.m. 11 p.m., baby. Then you tell me what you want to see. You'll see planets, meteors, crack rocks, people in the corner blowing smoke. You know, people hanging between cars. Between the cars, the BART cars, you know, the doorways, smoking cigarettes, right? All that and more. 11 p.m. BART. Feel free. You know, But they're doing it on Sunday, and hey, if you're going, God bless. I hope. Let me know what happens, man. It's gonna be nuts, you know. But I'll be in Campbell at Seven Stars Bar, the Star Wars themed bar in Campbell, California, doing comedy there. And I'm gonna be dressed up. Oh yeah, you're gonna see. You okay? I'll give it a preview. They're gonna call me Faco D2, guys. I'm gonna be dressed up like R2D2, baby. You know it. So if you want to see Faco dressed up like R2D2, this Sunday, Seven Stars Bar, 8 p.m., Campbell, California. That's my number one draft pick, guys. R2D2. I'll pick him over any Jedi, any Darth Vader, Sith, anybody. I'll pick him over anybody. You know? But we'll see. In Star Wars, you know, there is no Pope in Star Wars. There is no Pope. You know? But it's going to be nuts. You're going to call me Faco D2 this Sunday at Seven Stars Bar in Campbell, California. Come on through. You want to celebrate Star Wars with the big man? You know, I almost dressed like an Ewok. I was looking to be Max Rebo, the blue elephant, but I couldn't find anything. I even wanted to be Jabba the Hutt, man, but I couldn't find anything. You know, but I was like, dude, what am I doing? I need to be my favorite, R2-D2, man, and I'm going to be Faco D2, dude. And it's going to be awesome, man. I'm going to have a lighter. You know, it's going to be dope. Spray oil on droids who attack me. I'm gonna save hologram messages inside of my chest so people can see what the next thing to do. But I hope I see you there, no matter what. Shouts out to you, Radio Valencia .fm. We're here, ready. Shouts out to all in the Bay. Be part of the team. Be part of the dream. Email station at radiovalencia.fm for your chance to have your own radio show. I also got to give a big shout out to the professional. I'm going to get it, squeeze in your requests. And then let's see. Oh, we got Pissy Missy says, Jesus are Buddhists. Oh, wait, Jedis are Buddhists. I don't know, man. I'm going to have a long rant on the Jedis. You know, the Jedi say you have to be celibate, man, to join them. I guess Buddhists are the same way. I don't know. We'll see. Pissy Missy, shouts out to you. Hello, shouts out to you. Jesus, our Buddhist. That's funny. But whatever is, Faco D2 appears Sunday, guys. Maybe I'll post a picture of myself in my costume if I feel confident. And if my girdle fits right or my binding gets nice, I'm going to get rolled up and tight. But yeah, shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. Man, shouts out to all, man. We got minutes away. I want to play these songs, so I got to get out of here. But here's a song right now, man. Through all the stuff, I still want to hear. I still want to go to heaven, guys. And there's only way I can go to, one way to go to heaven, and that's when I listen to Q Lazarus. I got it on vinyl, and she's got a song called Heaven, and it's beautiful. So be prepared to go to heaven with Q Lazarus on vinyl. Shouts out to all. Radio Valencia.
security code has been changed.
Otto, you can tell the computer to override the security systems. Otto, hurry.
Attention, this is Lando Calrissian. Attention, the Empire's taking control of the city. I advise everyone to leave before more Imperial troops arrive.
This way. Don't blame me. I'm an interpreter. I'm not supposed to know a power socket from a computer terminal. We're not interested in the hyperdrive on the Millennium Falcon at space. Just open the door, you stupid lump! I never doubted you for a second. Wonderful!
Go!
I thought that hairy beast would be the end of me. Of course I feel better.
www.radiovalencia.fm. Remember, DJ Mark is minutes away. All will be well, but it's about that time. It's all over. Shouts out to my moms, my dad, my sister, my brothers, my nephews, nieces, cousins, aunts, uncles. Shouts out to me, Abuelita. I love her and miss her so much. Shouts out